Page 36. Activity 2. Asking for confirmation during a lecture.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, to continue with our study of the ecosystem of Antarctica, I have invited a special guest to speak to you today. My colleague, Professor Bird, has just returned from a 2-year field study in Antarctica, and he's going to share a few things about a part-time polar resident, the penguin.
Hello. I see that you're all smiling. It never fails. Every time people hear that my lecture will be about penguins, everyone immediately seems happier. This is not surprising. No one can resist these awkward little creatures that appear to be dressed in black and white suits. Well, to begin. Antarctica is like a huge and desolate icy desert, and only the strongest forms of life survive there. It seems strange that this hard land could be the spring and summer home of a migratory bird, the penguin.
Stop 1.
Did I say bird? It also seems strange to call something that cannot fly a bird. But that's not all. The penguin is a tireless swimmer, and is also affectionate, considerate, and loyal. Rare qualities in the bird kingdom. Because of their warm, friendly, and cooperative natures, these lovely birds are thought of as the treasure of Antarctica. The penguin is an extremely important part of a very limited ecosystem. In the Antarctic, all of the activity of the ecosystem takes place on a thin shelf of land next to the great dome of ice that covers most of the region. It is here, to this little bit of beachfront, that one species of penguin comes to mate and raise babies. It would be a little cold for us at this beach, though.
Stop 2.
That's for sure.
Today, I'm going to talk about only one type of penguin, the Adélie penguin. The Adélie penguin arrives in the relative warmth of spring, when the temperature rises above 0 degrees Fahrenheit. That would be about minus 17 degrees Celsius. Right away, the penguin begins a long fast, a time when it does not eat. During the previous months, the penguins continuously eat krill, small shrimp-like animals, and small fish in warmer waters, and in the spring, they have a store of fat to help them survive the months ahead. Using these fat reserves, they are able to swim hundreds of miles through freezing waters back to the familiar shore of Antarctica each spring. When the penguins arrive at the nesting ground, their first task is to pair up, to mate, and to begin a kind of civilized life. Since as many as 50,000 birds may gather at a time, there is definitely a need for order and neatness. Because of this need for order, penguins build nests in perfect rows, and the nesting area looks very much like the streets of a city.
Stop 3.
This organization and order, however, is often interrupted by battles or fights between birds. For example, two male birds may fight a small war over a particularly adorable female that they think will make a good wife. Or a male and a female may battle as they settle the marriage contract and reach agreement on when and how they will mate and where they will build their nest. These little battles can go on constantly for several weeks, until all of the pairs have settled down. The penguins never actually kill one another, but it is not unusual to see bloodstains and broken wings. The male winner of the love battle over a female wins a relationship with the female that is one of the most extraordinary in the animal world. There seems to be a wonderful understanding between mates. I've observed the delicate and kind way they treat each other, standing very close and swaying back and forth as if they are dancing to celebrate their marriage. The losers, the males that fail to find a suitable mate, move to the edge of the nesting ground. These birds become the hooligans, or minor troublemakers, of the group. They steal unguarded eggs, disturb nests, and play jokes on the happy couples.
Stop 4.
I think we have a few of those hooligan types in this class.
Yes, I've seen that behavior myself. So, after nearly a month of fasting, the eggs are laid in little nests made of stones by the males. Then, family life begins. Although the parenting instinct is very strong and parental care is truly dedicated and careful, as many as 75% of the eggs are lost due to catastrophic floods, deaths of the parents, destruction of the nests by landslides or heavy snows, bad behavior of the hooligan males I mentioned before, and, of course, there are the skuas, the predatory birds that come down from the sky to eat the eggs and even baby penguins.
Stop 5.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
That's so sad.
Yes, that's sad, but some eggs do survive, of course. And once the chicks, the baby penguins, begin to hatch out of the eggs, the penguin colony teems with life. The long fast is over, and the parents take turns feeding and bringing back food for their new penguin chick. It is during this period that we can see the comical character of the penguin. They often go off to feed in large groups, walking or sliding in single-file lines on their way from their nesting ground to the ocean. At the shoreline, they dare one another to jump into the water. They often approach the edge of a cliff and then retreat over and over again until finally one brave penguin dives in. Then the others follow almost at once, jumping into the water from exactly the same spot on the shore. In the water, they play various water sports that they've invented while they fill themselves up with krill and other small sea animals.
Stop 6.
It's not all fun and games, however. Even though their black and white color helps hide them, there is not very much the penguins can do to protect themselves from the jaws of the sea leopard. This scary creature looks like a cross between a seal and a great white shark. Some of you might remember the movie Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure right. We do. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Well, the sea leopard's jaw is just as tough as the white shark's. The sea leopard is really a large seal with many large, sharp teeth, an aggressive disposition, and a taste for penguin meat. Even though penguins are excellent swimmers, it is difficult for them to escape these ferocious predators. For this reason, the group of feeding penguins is smaller when it returns to the nesting ground. But penguins are generous creatures, and food is shared with the orphan chicks, the chicks whose parents have been killed. Adult penguins also share babysitting duties. One bird will watch over several chicks while the others play.
Even the males?
Especially the males.
Hear that, you guys?
Oh, yes. Penguins share everything, and they love to visit with neighbors, explore nearby ice floes or islands, and even climb mountains, following the leader in long lines up the mountainside.
Stop 7.
When the mating season finally ends, the penguins line up in rows like little black and white soldiers and prepare to march to the sea. Responding to a signal that humans cannot perceive, the penguins suddenly begin their highly organized and orderly walk. At the edge of the sea, they stand as if at attention again, waiting for another signal. When it is given, they begin their swim back to their winter home on another part of the continent.
Stop 8.
Well, I think I'm keeping you a bit late. If Professor Gill will invite me back, maybe we can continue talking about penguins another time.
Yeah, oh, that would be great.
Oh, that would be great.
Thanks a lot, Professor.
Please do come back,
thank
Professor.
You.
Definitely. Please do come back. Thank you so much, Professor Bird. We all enjoyed your talk tremendously.